Iran's interior minister says that his country does not trust the U.S. as a negotiating partner. Abdulreza Rahmani Fazli said the U.S. is not trustworthy because of its unilateral and bullying move to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. Fazli's remarks were a response to the U.S. president's recent comments. Trump said that Monday that he is willing to meet with top Iranian officials anytime and without any preconditions. The Iranian interior minister says this contradicts Trump's previous comments, emphasizing that Iran be pushed into accepting a set of new conditions. Said Mostafa Khoshesh is a journalist and political commentator who joins us. So another set of comments coming from the U.S. president without any preconditions, contradicted by his Secretary of State. What is your initial reaction to it?
Hello and thanks for having me. Well, you know, the United States President Donald Trump, his actions could be, you know, interpreted either as some haphazard statements that are made by an autocrat or a self-centered person who wants to be tough in the media, giving some sporadic tweets as his foreign policy, or could be seen as a well-detailed strategy with regard to the adversaries as well as partners and allies like the Europeans. Now, if we intend to, you know, think about it, his moves, there might be some reasons for his offer of talks without any preconditions. You know, that he's seen as a man who has withdrawn the United States from several agreements, including the Iran nuclear deal. So he's seen as a guy who is stirring up tensions, and that's not good for economy, either for the U.S. or for the rest of the world. So his country's reputation has been damaged, and probably he wants to show that he is also a man of talk in order to mend that damaged reputation. In the meantime, we might come to believe that he has had no other option, as the Iranian president threatened to shut down the Strait of Hormuz. This has, you know, according to Jerusalem Post of Israel, has increased gas oil prices in Israel, and there is no reason to believe that this couldn't happen in the United States, where Donald Trump's constituency matters a lot to him, especially with regard to the upcoming midterm election. On the global scene, if he wants to see his sanctions policy underway and working against Iran, then he needs lower energy prices in order to rally international support. In the meantime, he might be very much willing to gauge Iran's nuance of differences in foreign policy and its resistance policy to see if Iran has changed a little bit or not. And he also means to probably stir rifts between the nation and the state after some economic pressures that they have caused through over a dozen meddling plots against the Iranian economy that started with the sanctions, but does not end there, as tampering with Iran's foreign currency markets in Turkey and Dubai has been also on the way. So that will also be another reason for this offer of talks without any preconditions. That's to say, he's done his best. Now he has entered the second phase. That's receiving results, if possible.
Do you think that when you look at the way that Iran should perceive this, that, I mean, there's a slew of reactions from Iranian officials, of which all of them, from what I understand, is that they are not going to go ahead with any offers by the U.S. in terms of talks. And of course, the biggest one being the Iran nuclear deal that the U.S. withdrew from. But when the U.S. mentions preconditions, without preconditions, what conditions were they referring to that Iran should maybe think about, that perhaps it's something that they may entertain? Because we know the 12 conditions, for example, that Pompeo has set out in a speech that he made just recently.
Well, yeah. Actually, what they've demanded means that there wouldn't be any kind of talks, because the 12 conditions requested by Pompeo means only surrender, complete surrender of Iran to the United States' wills and aspirations. Therefore, there wouldn't be any need for any talks, because they have already set the ultimate objective and goals of any kind of talks as its preconditions. So that's senseless to say that they are looking for, you know, talks. As a matter of fact, there are a couple of strategies underway in Washington, and there are interpretations with regard to their strategies. One is that they intend to do a regime change as their first and only objective in pressuring Tehran and increasing animosity towards Tehran. Or they mean only to pressure Tehran to bring the country into talks with the United States to first restrain its power components, the growth of its power components that include its missile industry and regional clout, and then roll back these power components in order to weaken the country and then do the regime change. The offer of talks without any precondition that Donald Trump stated the other night, last night, actually, refers to the same kind of strategy, while what Pompeo, as the Secretary of State, and John Bolton are speaking about and talking about, they mean to do the regime change as the ultimate and the only goal. So there is some kind of discrepancy in the U.S. administration with regard to the foreign policy, with regard to Iran, similar to other foreign policy issues like North Korea, like Russia, and many other foreign policy issues. There are some discrepancies, and there is no integrated foreign policy seen in there. Now, with regard to Iran, if you're not short of time, I need to say that because of the lack of trust, you know, the United States is now, Mr. Trump is, you know, doing the same old strategy of carrot and stick towards Iran in order to, you know, pressure Tehran into some kind of a deal that they like. That's the same old strategy that has always been underway, even under Obama. When there is no trust, when there is no credit for the United States, when there is a disrespect for previous deals, and there is no credibility, and there is, you know, no value in former deals that they've struck with Iran, then there is, you know, no reason for Iran to even think of that. You may add lack of respect for Iran, not just in the language that they use, but also in their actions. The best example, as you just mentioned, is disrespecting the nuclear deal with Iran. That's why all across the political camps in Tehran, from the reformists to moderates, to many others, the liberals even, and the principalists, they are all standing united. They have been standing united since last night against, you know, this offer, and they have called on the president to ignore his offer.
Thank you very much for that. Seymour Savahosh, journalist and political commentator there.